time to announce this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. For the first time in the winter sports season, we have a wrestler as our Athlete of the Week. It is Kyle Anderson, a senior on the Demon Wrestling team. And if you haven't heard, the number 10-ranked Washington Demon Wrestling team went undefeated in 9 duels last week, and Anderson played a role in the squad's biggest victory of the week, trailing 30-27 to the reigning state duel champions, the number 5-ranked Davenport Assumption Knights. Anderson pinned Joe Fields early in the second period to capture the upset victory. Anderson went a perfect 7-for-7 in contested matches last week, pinning 5 opponents. This is Kyle's second Athlete of the Week honor, earning his first last January. And we welcome in Kyle Anderson, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Congratulations, young man. And Coach Van Welden said he was using last week to wrestle you guys into shape. Wanted to see how good of shape you are in here entering the second week of competition.
Well, I'm in a lot better shape than I was at the beginning of the year. We've been pushing pretty hard, and that's helped everyone on the team, you know, fight really hard, especially when it came to Assumption. It came down to who wanted it more.
We talked in the preseason about how you missed the individual state tournament, and it seemed to bother you. And I know that you being a state medalist, I'm sure missing it completely did. You know, how did missing out on state last year impact your off-season workouts this year?
It gave me a lot of perspective on how I need to wrestle in my style, because some of the really good kids out there that scout you, they know what you're going to do. So I knew I needed to widen my range of moves. So a lot of my off-season workout was on technique.
Arguably the biggest win of the season thus far came against Joe Fields of Assumption. You were the final guy on the mat with a chance to win the duel. Take us through your approach to that match and what it felt like getting that pin.
When it came to the match, you'd probably think I'd be pretty nervous coming down to that last one, but luckily, we got to watch Assumption and Meepo wrestle before that, so I was able to watch him and kind of figure him out, so I felt a lot more comfortable that way. So then once the match started, he ended up getting the first takedown, which really scared me because, you know, I wasn't expecting it to happen that quick. But after that, I quickly figured out he was going for a big move because he wanted to finish it right away, and luckily that's where I wrestled really well, so I was able to beat him there and slip out of a position in the first period that almost got a pin, and then in the second period I slipped out of position and caught him for good that time.
What did it feel like when you got both shoulders on the mat and you heard the crowd's excitement?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, just the first thing that ran through my head was we got back at Assumption. They beat us last year really bad, even though a lot of the matches were close. The duel score wasn't close, but this year we got him, and that was just really exciting, beating the reigning dual champs.
Kyle Anderson, a senior on the Washington Demon Wrestling team, is this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AMF, MKCI. You mentioned earlier on about widening your array of moves. I'm still learning the sport of wrestling, but I know that there are a lot of moves that you can do to take down and get pins. What would you say is some of your favorite wrestling moves to get points?
I definitely like a lot of neck wrenches and upper body throws. A lot of my offense comes out of the underhook, and one move that I kind of found that I liked over the off seasons, but I was trying to broaden my range of moves, was a high crotch from the underhook. So instead of going from a throw there every time, I found a high crotch, and in the practice room I love it. I haven't had a whole lot of chances to hit it in a meet, but I really like that move.
Now, you open up another conference duel season Thursday in Fairfield. You guys have been conference champs since your freshman season. What's it been like reigning the conference, and what's it going to take, you know, for you guys to potentially be a four-time conference champion?
Winning the conference is always good. I think at this point, we've been kind of looking past that to bigger goals, but it's always an honor to, you know, beat the schools that you see the most. And I think it's just going to keep taking improvement to keep the conference championship, because all the other teams are improving, so we got to do the same.
And again, Kyle Anderson is this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AMF, MKCII. Now, Kyle, we're at the part where we talk about the core values: quality, respect, honesty, dependability. I'm trying to think off the top of my head what one of yours was from last year. Do you mind refreshing our memory as to some of your core values and how they correlate to what you do on the wrestling mat?
Hard work, for sure. You know, wrestling is a perfect example of you get out what you put into it more than any other sport, because once you get out on the mat, there's no one else to help you. It's just you. So what you put in is a direct reflection of what you get out. It's not one of your teammates pulling through. It's only you.
Now, we're getting to about the halfway point of your final year of high school. Wanted to see if you had any plans laid out for life after graduation.
Yeah, next year I plan on attending the University of Iowa. I hope to become a nurse practitioner once I get out of college, so I'm going to go into the nursing program there.
A couple of fun questions before I let you go, Kyle. If you were able to spend an afternoon with one person, living or dead, who would it be, and what's one question that you'd ask that person?
I would like to spend the day with Joe Montana. I'm a big fan of football, and, you know, I'd say he's a very iconic football player, and that'd be really cool. I just like to ask him about, you know, what it's like going to a Super Bowl, because I think when all of us were little kids, we wanted to go to Super Bowl, and, I mean, that's still something I want to talk about. That's really cool.
Oh, absolutely. Who doesn't want to go to a Super Bowl, and who hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in their backyard? If you were to inherit $1 million tomorrow, what's the first purchase that you would make?
I don't know, I'd probably go get something to eat.
anything specific to eat?
Maybe like Texas Roadhouse. Wrestling season gives you really weird cravings, so food's on the mind.
$1 million and he's going to Texas Roadhouse. That's something. Again, Kyle Anderson, a senior on the Washington wrestling team, joining us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Another fun one for you, Kyle. If you could jump into a time machine and go back and visit either a decade or an era of some sort, what would you like to go back and explore?
I don't know. I kind of want to go back to the 80s maybe a little bit, kind of see where my parents were kind of going through high school and college, kind of music culture is interesting from the 80s, so that'd be a fun age to visit.
Final question I have for you, Kyle, and I'll let you go. What type of goals do you have, both athletically and academically, for yourself for your senior year?
Athletic goals, obviously a team's dual state title would be very nice. Also an individual state title is what I'm working towards. As far as academically, I'm taking a lot of college classes right now, so I'd like to get high B's and A's in there and then continue to get A's in my high school classes.
Again, he's off to a great start this wrestling season. Kyle Anderson, a two-time state medalist for the Washington Demon wrestling team, is this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Went 9-for-9 in a grueling week last week for the Washington Demons, and he is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Kyle, really do appreciate the time and want to wish you the best of luck in the rest of your senior year.
All right, thank you very much.
This week's honorable mention athlete of the week is coming to us from the hardwood, as Nico Gosnell had a great week for the Lone Tree Lion boys basketball team. Averaged 17.3 points and 10.3 rebounds in 3 wins against Kyoto, IMS, and Louisa Muscatine. The game that I actually got to see in person, tremendous. 22 points, 13 rebounds, and 4 blocks in a 2-point win against Kyoto last week. By far the best season opener that I have seen in my career, and congratulations to Nico Gosnell for being this week's honorable mention athlete of the week. And one more time, congratulations to Kyle Anderson of the Washington Demon Wrestling Team for being this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. The KCII Athlete of the Week is presented each week on the PM Sports page by Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping of Wapello.